Good morning again. I just would like to say that I am so honored to be the pastor here at University United Methodist Church, and my name is Alicia Wood. So this week has brought a lot of emotions. I'd say that fear and anxiety have been the ones I've heard named the most. And I have to admit, maybe even 24 hours ago, I could not have delivered the message that I'm delivering this morning. I've experienced many different emotions throughout this week. But first, I'd like to turn to our text from Luke. Luke is speaking to Christ's followers around the year 80 or 85 AD, and most scholars believe his writings take place after Jerusalem was destroyed by Rome, by the Roman Empire. And I found this an interesting piece in my NRSV Bible in the introduction. It states this: Luke's audience is obviously Greek-speaking, acquainted with Scripture, already Christian, and largely Gentile. One of Luke's chief concerns is to demonstrate how God's faithful commitment of scriptural promises to Israel gives birth to a church that includes both Jews and Gentiles. The narrative of the gospel and its sequel in Acts are designed to show how the church stands in continuing with the ancient people of God, yet also represents a new development that fulfills God's purpose of universalizing salvation. Another key goal is to address the relation of Christianity to its social environment. Thus, the church emerges as a pluralistic community of Jews and Gentiles, Romans and non-Romans, in the common people of God. This really struck me. What legacy might we, as a country, be trying to hold on to? It sounds as though Luke was working on inclusion within his community of Jesus followers, even though this was not the norm of the day. His community included Jew and Gentile, Roman and non-Roman. How did the Roman fit into the community when Rome had destroyed Jerusalem? And how did the Gentiles fit in when they were not of the same ancestral line as Jews? Given the differing views in which people are categorized into boxes, there must have been a lot of questions, as our text describes. As Christians today, how are we going to both show our church and our fellow citizens that God's saving grace is for all people? God's grace is big enough for all to be included. God is with the marginalized. Jesus was put to death for speaking out against the system of oppression. It's amazing that Luke's words are so fitting for our task today. So we turn to today, and here's the bottom line. No matter what happens in politics, we are Christians, and our mission, our task, remains the same. We are to clothe the naked, feed the hungry, visit the imprisoned, care for the sick, welcome the stranger, and be with the brokenhearted, and be the voice of the voiceless, the oppressed, and to live peacefully. Do we not follow the Prince of Peace, Jesus Christ? What are we going to do to remain steadfast in our mission as Christians? Our mission is where the rubber hits the road. This is a wake-up call. The children today talked about a few things that we can do to do something. And I'm asking all of you, what are you going to do? And I don't mean, what are you going to talk about doing? I mean, what are you going to do? Do together as a body of Christians with many parts and many gifts that can tackle many tasks. None of this is about hating others. In fact, I feel praying is more appropriate. This is about loving Jesus Christ and all that he stood for. In our text, Jesus is speaking as a teacher, interpreting tradition upon the request for a sign from one from his community. How many of us are asking for a sign right now? He says, questions will be asked of you. Don't worry. Put fear aside. Make up your mind right now not to worry about it. I'll give you the words and the wisdom that will reduce all your accusers to stammers and stutters. Staying with it is required. That's what's required. Stay with it to the end. You won't be sorry. You'll be saved. And I bet some of us are sitting here saying, okay, I'm going to do something, but what if people ask me questions? What will I say? What will I do? And this scripture says, don't worry. When the time comes, I, God, Jesus, the Holy Spirit, will have the words for you to speak, have the actions for you to take. Set fear aside and trust that those words will come. Therefore, keep focused on our mission and our task as Christians. Love, feed, clothe, visit, welcome, care for the sick, speak, include, peace. We've gone through several different emotions this week. I've had the opportunity to see and hear and feel hope again. I have to be honest, I wasn't sure when I'd be able to see hope again. But I've seen hope. I've seen hope in tiny homes. I was blessed to be a part of the ribbon cutting of the tiny homes that were built specifically for homeless veterans in Syracuse. This is on the corner of Glen Ave and South Salina Street. Three tiny homes for three homeless veterans, and there's two more that have been built and already have two former homeless veterans already living in them on Rose Ave. And I found hope standing with Standing Rock in Syracuse yesterday. And I have to tell you, when I saw this crowd that marched over 6.5 miles from the Onondaga Nation Arena to Clinton Square, that spanned more than 4 city blocks long worth of people, I saw hope. Standing together, one body. And I also saw hope and heard hope last night when I sat with the Connections group last night. And I asked them, where do you see hope? And one person answered, I see hope here, around this table. I see hope in our mentors, in Barbara and Nelson. I see hope around this table because one of us is a tax accountant, and one of us is a journalist, and one of us is a pastor, and one of us will be a lawyer, and one of us is a political science major who teaches and is interested in international policy. And one among us will be a doctor. As Vincent Harding of the Civil Rights Movement said, this isn't about being mean to one another or spreading hateful messages or name-calling. It's about letting your light shine. Jesus gave you your light. Let it shine. Don't let another put it out. You are called to let your light shine and use that light to share God's love and the message of hope through our actions and our staying focused on the mission Jesus gave us. Feed the hungry. Clothe the naked. Visit the imprisoned. Welcome the stranger. Heal the sick. Be with the sick. Visit those imprisoned. love your neighbor and live in peace. Amen.